Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is coming to Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne. It's streaming weekly from the 15th of April. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys.
Hello! How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bra.
What's going on? Oh, wow.
Yeah, Ari, take these house lights down. No offense. I don't need to look at your judgment. Everybody, wow. You guys are so sexy in Boston. Today yeah. We were at our hotel, and I was like, what is the look? You guys have those, like, original American faces? Because, like,
yeah.
Like, you guys have history? Like, you know in old paintings how people have, like, a little square end of their nose?
Yeah.
You guys have that, but you have it in, like, your guys have that. They could be like, oh, I'm John Adams or whatever.
Yeah.
But like a faux hawk, you know, and skinny jeans. Yeah.
I really like that you just turned John Adams into Dorit. That was really good.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm not paying my taxes, that's for sure. We saw the hottest John Adams today. I was like, oh my God, that guy's so hot. And I swear to you, we were in the hotel lobby, and I swear to you, right when I said that, I was like, what a douchebag. Like, what an old American face douchebag. Yeah. I want to make out with him. He literally grabbed his ankles and pulled them over his head. Like,
put them up.
He did, right?
He put them up in the sky. It was crazy.
You guys, magic. I'm a magical person. I was so amazed that I could do that to someone else.
He used the secret to have a douchebag put his legs up.
Yeah, so, I win.
So this is obviously very exciting to be back here in Boston. You guys are an amazing crowd. We forgot to give a shout out last night, but we actually have some of our premium sponsors here tonight.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang!
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang! And also, Kelly Barlow.
When she goes Barlow, we go Hilo.
It doesn't even make any sense, but it's worth it.
Could you give us some front lights, Sterling? Sorry, we were here. I'm a diva, right? No, yeah. front. These two front ones. Darling, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Ari.
It's different, right?
Look how cute Ari is.
Ari, I know how I look in pictures.
That's
okay,
Ari,
I know my lighting. We were here last night, but Cassandra was like, fuck those guys. I'm not going to work today. So Ari came in today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ari.
I think we also have some people from Sudbury here tonight. This table over here, they had like people come last night. Like, you have to mention Sudbury. Welcome, Sudbury. Also,
Boston Broken Birds.
Oh my God, yes. Boston Broken
Birds.
Look at
that shirt, represents.
It's so cool to really see a lot of faces we've seen across the year, like, you know, from last year at Boston and also from different shows. It's really cool. Thanks for coming. I'm sorry to say that we are leaving tomorrow, so we will not be here on Sunday for the marathon. It's on Monday, sorry.
We're going to be missing the marathon like Carol's missing Real Housewives of New York City.
To be fair, Carol has to start on Sunday to finish on Monday. She's already at Boston Commons. Be like,
Okay, so today, last night we had the pleasure of doing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It was the first time we'd done it.
Fabulous.
And I was like, we had so much fun. We haven't gotten to do that one live yet. And just being direct, it fills my heart, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, how are we going to top that? Let's just go home. And then we watched New York today. Holy crap.
Oh my God.
As we keep
It took us each like 3 hours to watch the show because we took so many notes.
Yeah, so buckle your belts.
Buckle the fuck up. Because this is a Berkshires episode, okay? And how appropriate to be in Massachusetts for a Berkshires episode. So, wait, is anyone here from the Berkshires? Yes? Oh my God. We have a real life Berkshires. Am I saying it right? I feel like I'm saying it weird. Berkshires. Carl,
any show Ramona's in, we're always going to say more right things than she does.
The Berkus hires.
So we've been watching a lot. I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones to get ready for this week. Because Game of Thrones is coming back.
This Sunday.
So I've been in the hotel room just watching people get beheaded, raped. It's just horrible and wonderful, you know. Yeah. And I was like, God, I got to stop and watch New York. I don't really know what was more vicious.
Yeah.
I mean... The beheading, at least you know what's coming.
I know.
You know what I mean? This show, I cannot believe the things that happened on this show.
Ronnie's like, I watched so much bloodshed and gore, I've just become desensitized. I was like, I was also watching Ronnie. That's so funny. So, let's not delay. Let's get right into our own personal fish room, shall we? And we're even in the... Our tablecloth is even the color of the fish room.
This is the fish room. This is $12,000 anyway. It's so funny, man. Look, you know, oh my God, look at the little shark
They're
heads.
Sharks. Little sharks.
This is $12,000, I'm saying.
By the way, how mad is Bethany going to be that Dorinda has co-opted her whole Shark Tank experience with this room?
That's supposed to be my thing. The shark's my thing.
I knew it was going to be a good episode because the previously's ended with, don't insult her. Well... I'll insult her if I want to. Cutting her tiny steak.
Tiny steak. They call that a filet mignon. I know that because I speak French. So
we start in the middle of that dinner again, where Ramona's like, look, friend, I think you should just give her back this room. That's it, okay? I just give her Hannah's room. What are you going to do? They have one point where Ramona is just swishing her wine around and she looks in the camera like. And Dorinda's like, no. Dorinda, last week we had Dorinda in the bathroom with a box of Franzia in our heads. You know, I don't know if that's true or I don't know if edible delivery just started in the Berkshires, but I don't. Dorinda, someone is inside Dorinda. It's like Snuffleupagus or somebody is inside Dorinda. How is she not cutting a bitch by now?
I know. So we're everyone. Luann is very mad. She's very mad that Bethany got the best room, Hannah's room, and she's not even coming till tomorrow. And they're trying to explain it. And Luann, once again, we get to hear Luann give such a great insult. She's like, "Well, why don't you go fuck the swordfish?"
Fuck me with the swordfish. It's like so 80s. It's like a nice update on fuck me with a chainsaw, you know?
Wait, was that a thing?
Yeah, fuck me with a chainsaw.
Seems a little dig.
Very different 80s, you know?
I know. Fuck me with a chainsaw.
Ouch, right?
How do we even do that? Mario, put away your tools.
So Dorinda's like, I mean, no one lives in this family. It's a nice room. It's a nice room. Right? And Luann's like, oh, how dare you? I'm going to walk down a dimly lit hallway while you people decide.
Oh, I'm going to go to the gift shop. Got some nerve putting me in the fucking fish room.
And this hallway is not lit because you know that these places are like, you can film in this table, bitch. Don't leave this table, you crazy group of heifers. Stay right here, you know? It's like, oh, I don't even care. Have you heard of my cabaret? Of course you have! You just hear her stomping down the hall like a maniac. You've got some fucking nerve putting me in the fish room. So Tinsley's like,
I'm shook. I'm like in shock right now.
I'm in shock.
And so, Dorinda's still like,
I mean, it's insulting because
it's a beautiful room. You know what? I saw Jaws and I was like, that's a beautiful movie. What a beautiful, heart-rending movie, Jaws.
Will you go into Lang Chan Silver's house? You said and lick your house, Lang Chan.
Let me tell you something. I never cried as hard as when I took a plane ride and watched The Meg. What a beautiful movie, The Meg.
And then I was like, well, I'm surprised that the girls think it's funny because it's not. It isn't. Like,
it's really
it's
not
like
that
literally
funny.
Literally hilarious. I thought Dorinda would be more thoughtful. I mean, you know, Luann was really messed up last time she was... Listen, do I get sensitivity for every time I was fucked up in somebody's room? I've been fucked up all over this country, okay?
Yeah.
I should have the red carpet rolled out for me in every city we go to. I didn't know we got a prize for that.
I just love Luann being so indignant to say, I'm surprised girls think it's funny, because it's not that funny. It's like, yeah, what could possibly be funny about a grown woman having a tantrum about being stuck in a room with fish on the walls? There's nothing funny about that.
I mean, it's no almost choking on a mustard packet after being force-fed a bologna sandwich in jail, but it's pretty good.
Listen, when you've been in the clink... The last thing you want to do is see reminders of West Palm Beach, where it all happened. I mean, they threw bologna at me. I never told you it was a marlin sandwich. Oh, the fish!
Well, I just think she's trying to make the wind feel comfortable, you know? I think she's upset, because like Bethany called and said, oh, I need to have the fancy room.
I love that Ramona's like in Downton Abbey now. It's like Ramona's in her own crazy version.
Yeah.
But of course, Ramona only thinks about herself, and she's only mad about this because she hates Bethany right now, you know?
So. Yeah, she's taking Luann's side. Who does she think she is? Queen? She the queen of the Berkshires? Should I bow down? Should I make a movie about her? About how she sang at Live Aid? Is she queen? No one's... It's like midnight. She's, what is the queen? Like, the restaurant's empty. You the queen?
And Dorinda's like, she's going through a horrible time right now. What are you going to do?
And Ramona's like, oh, come on. She's in Boston with some other guy right now. How hard can it be? And I was like, God. Ramona. Ramona has just apologized for 2 weeks for saying, Dennis. Dennis is smart. He was on drugs. How smart could he be?
Doesn't sound smart to me. Then, sorry.
And then everyone's like, Ramona. And so she's all over TV like, well, you know what I can say about that? It's very thoughtless. Very sorry.
Yeah.
Heart goes
I've
out
never,
to Dennis.
Never
Everybody
been
up.
More embarrassed than when I said such disparaging things about a drug addict.
Like 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
How hard can it be?
So Dorinda's
By
like,
the way, Bethany's new boyfriend. Rawr, Boston.
Well done, Boston. Rawr. Well done.
Boston represent. Like I said, Sam Adams' face, modern day man hair. Eternally fuckable.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Dorinda's like, well, you know what, you know, Bethany, you know, everyone handles grief differently, you know? And Sonya's like, yeah, you know, I just get laid. What do you do?
So Ramona's like, I don't know if Dorinda gave Bethany the room because she's in a bad place, or if she gave it the room because she's afraid of her.
Ah!
I smoked 2 less cigarettes today so that I could do that tonight, okay?
Whoa.
Felt so good. That's amazing.
Whoa, that's crazy. That reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I was like, I want my own room. And so Geraldine Parr Smith says, if you want your own room, here, have it. And I got locked into a room with my mother for the next 6 years of my life. And then we had to escape. And then we made it out. And we turned into an Academy Award winning movie. Like, Ramona, you're talking about a room. Oh, sorry.
That would be the most hilarious room to have room take place in. The shark room in Dorinda's ass. Like,
hello, shark.
Stay there, little boy, you don't want to get out of the room.
I'm sorry for taking us down this strange path.
It's just no, what the room, show does. Room is an amazing movie. I mean, Brie Larson, you know?
Whoa.
Wow. It's like my life, just being stuck in one room every day. I'm like, look, it's a McDonald's. So I'm just making shit up in my own house.
Can't believe I was abducted in a room with Captain Marvel. Whoa. So anyway, so now Luann is like pacing around the lobby of this hotel, and she goes up, she finds a guy who's working there. She's like, seriously, I do want to stay here at the hotel. Thanks for not asking. Yes. Do you have a room for me tonight? I'm looking for the cabaret special.
Is there a room at the inn? It's biblical. It's epically biblical.
Yes, we have a room. We call it the Shark Suite. Oh, God damn it.
For Christ's sake.
What is it with this bird?
It's got a clam chowder, hot tub. Go, God, enough of this. So then back at the table, Ramona's like, to be honest, because I'm friends with you, I won't be honest with you, okay, Dorinda?
Whoa.
Dorinda's like.
Yeah, here comes Ramona's official TripAdvisor rating for the fish room.
Dorinda looks like a mugshot, basically, at this point. She's like, you know, she's so beaten down by all of this. So she's like, can I just be honest? Just want to be honest. Just want to tell you the truth. Because the truth matters in the friendship.
Yeah.
The shark room's disgusting. And everyone's disgusted by it. It's terrifying. Okay? What do you want me to say about it? It's scary, all right?
It's like being in a room full of divorce. It's terrible. It's cold and unwelcoming and scary. It's a scary room, okay? I'm sorry. It's very scary.
Sorry,
okay? I know these things. I'm sort of like a maven when it comes to interior design, okay? What you gotta do is you gotta paint everything gray and take out all the furniture except for one pillow, okay?
And Dorinda's like, okay, yeah, remove these rooms in your house that I don't like either. But I don't want to talk about that. I'm like, you just did. You literally just talked about it.
I guess I just did.
Oops. Ramona's like, I'm just saying it's scary. The only reason I'm saying that, because there's a shark on the water, and it's a shark. So I like that they have to keep explaining this to
Dorinda.
She's Dorinda.
Like, yeah, no, you know what? This is a shark. You know what it's called? It's called whatever. It's a tax accountant. Dermatologist. Taxidermatologist. It's a taxi dermatologist. That's what it is.
Did you get the sound clip I sent you?
No.
We're so professional. Look, I'm whipping out my text right now, people at home. Hold on, let me
check out those texts.
No, let me look at those texts. Hold on, did I send it to you? Did I not? Please be here. I don't see it, but I had to make a sound clip. Oh, wait, Camille noise. No, but I found the one from last night. Okay, I made this Camille noise. Hold on. Turn that all the way up. Hold on, everybody. I know. Just be patient.
Tom. The microphone is like, I reject that.
How do you feel about that microphone? It's like, get off me, Camille. It's like how Luann's mics feel. They're like, She gets off stage. They're like, oh, you pull microphone. But the sound clip today was of Dorinda right here because she's like, it's not color, it's color. Which I think she's trying to say art, right? But some part of her is like, it's a dead fucking animal, you asshole. It's not art. It's murder, first of all. But she's like, you ain't learning.
So then
I was like, what? You ain't learning. I was like, what is she fucking saying? I ain't learning.
I couldn't be more clear. All I'm saying is... I feel bad. I'm sure there's like someone who got dragged to the show tonight that's like, am I literally just sitting here watching two guys go...
That guy. Him. That guy. Him. Bless your heart. You're a good sport.
He's like, I could be at home reading about Gronkowski right now.
You're a good sport. Not so good that I couldn't tell it was you that he was talking about. Just kidding. Hugs. I love you. Thank you for being here.
So Luann comes back. You notice that Luann, whenever she sits down, she always like, she's like a metronome. She like comes down so aggressively. She's always like,
she does.
She's always chewing gum for some reason. She's like, well.
She always shakes the back
of her
head.
I checked. They have a room for me, so cabaret. It's like she always, every time she sits down, it's like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Every single time.
And then Sonya's like, she just didn't understand that everyone's afraid of the shark on the wall, that's all. And Dorinda's like, everyone hates it. She's like, all right, listen, Dorinda. For me, it's like a scene of the crime, you know what I'm saying? I mean, last year I was wasted in that room, and it's just kind of weird for me. How do you think the shark feels? Do you know what you people were like in that room?
The shark has been waiting to be kissed so it could be transformed back into a human for years. It's like, this one's never going to do it.
The shark's like, they're complaining about us.
Yeah. Scene of the crime. Whoever supplied it, denied it, whatever.
It's just funny when she says scene of the crime when she was like literally at the scene of a crime last year. Yeah. It's like, nope, that one was way better than this one.
There's like a chalk outline of her rosé glass from last year on the floor. The crime!
I'm gonna fucking kill you all!
So Tinsley's basically like, oh, I didn't think the fish room was gonna trigger Lou. I don't know why I wrote that down. I was like, let's think about what Tinsley's thinking about.
When she's like, this is the scene of crime, so it's weird for me, okay? Dorinda goes, ow! So then Luann's like, anyway, let's just be. I'm going to stay here. You stay over there. I'll be alone. You have fun. Give Bethany what she wants. I'll get nothing. Everything's fine. Everything's
as a cabaret
fine.
Star, it's my duty to give back. So I'm giving you me. You're welcome.
I'm taking away life's greatest gift. Me! So long, farewell!
You know, this is all good. You know, this is life's experiences help our art, and I'm going to incorporate this into my next cabaret act. Hit it, boys! Fish heads, lovey-dovey fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up. Fuck you, Dorinda.
Fuck a swordfish, bitch! Am I right, boy?
Am I right, fish heads?
So she's like, just stay here. And Ramona's like, no, you can stay in our room. We'll stay here, you know. Like, not offering to take a better room. She's like, no, no, I'm not going to have anyone move. No, no. And the guy's like, ma'am, we have your room. And she goes, and there you go, just like that. It's settled.
So now they go to Dorinda's house.
Just let her do what she wants to do. She's a big girl with a round house. What do I think?
So they get the Halloween decorations up, including, like, one of several heads that are in globes. And this one is like, it's a countess head. It's an actual countess head. And so Luann's like reading the description. And she's like, oh, well, let's see. She lost her head in 1597, but she lost her mind in 1622. Ha! Oh, that countess humor kills every time.
This is the head that was in the glass ball, right?
Yes.
Ha! That's a good one. Would you consider being a friend and countess and friends?
Oh, I've got one here also. It says, she lost her title in 2015 and lost her sobriety in 2018. Ha!
But she'll always have Johnny Depp. Who's the winner now?
She'll always have cabaret. So
she's like, are we going to bed? Are we going to bed? Okay, I'm going to bed. Yeah. And Dorinda's like, hey, can you need a room? You know, Dorinda's doing everything she can still. And Tinsley's like, you mean my room? As Tinsley, of course, is the one that gets kicked out of her room.
So Tinsley's taking forever to pack up because she's like, oh, well, I made myself at home. I put everything in the drawers, so I just have to put everything in my bag.
Oh, well.
It's not going to work on me, Blondie.
And Sonya's like, my God. And then Dorinda is doing everything for Luann. And I'm just telling you right now, if I have to be honest with you, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. And I'm like, oh my God, look at Sonya so together and rational.
Yeah. She's come so far.
She has come so far. I am so proud of Sonya right now.
Yeah. And by the way, Sonya's not lying, because last time when Luann stayed at Sonya's place, she got stuck in like the attic with a tube TV. And no heating. So Tinsley goes to like her back room. I mean, I wrote down every fucking note on this show because everything was so funny. So Tinsley goes to her back room and you just hear Luann down the hall. So, Tinsley. Oh, Tinsley. Come get your Louis Vuitton luggage. And then she goes, ha ha. Like, just like, doesn't get to stay here.
And Tinsley's like, nah, I love that room. She goes, oh, yeah,
the swordfish have fun.
And she goes, oh, no, I'm not staying in that room. And she goes,
well, then who's staying in the fish room?
You know, like, well, I never even considered there was another room.
I know. Or another like, cast member.
Yeah. And Tinsley's like, Barbara. And she goes,
Barbara. Oh, that's rich. That's rich. Oh. You're talking about the one who's a little mannish and rough around the edges, right? Oh.
Tool time, sleeping in the fish room, that should be good.
It's like when they think they finally got Bullwinkle and Rocky, you know? It's like, oh!
So, Dorinda's going out of her way to make Luann feel comfortable. So Luann is like getting ready for bed, and Dorinda checks. She's like, you're good, everything's good, you know. I'll tell you to be quiet if you want. And then you just hear Tinsley in the background go, look how scary this is. Like, what's happening? You know, like, she was, like, at her window, and that inflatable Dracula was like, ooh.
Ooh, oh, it's gone. Oh, it's back. Oh, it's gone. Oh, it's back. Mother, what are you doing here?
It's like Dale. Dale and a mustache. I'm just a decoration. I'm not Dale. I'm a decoration.
I'm afraid for your jaw, Tinsley.
It's like,
I'm the ghost of Tinsley past. Look at all the babies you could have had. It's a storyline. I'm not making fun of her.
I'm the ghost of ovaries past. Past, present, and future. All dead.
So,
Tapa's wife does a great haunted house.
I love
house.
A wave of, it's our own sport. That's our wave.
Yeah, also so during this,
like, shiny, quiet, shiny, to sleep. This buildup is so good when we are going to finally get to see Dorinda lose her shit. Because I don't think she's ever kept it on. It's just like it's a crazy little teapot that's just been going. It's been doing that now for like hours.
All her emotions are getting like shoved into like the shark room that she has in her brain. And we just know that when Barbara gets here, that shark room is opening up. It's all coming out for her. So now it's the next morning and there's a yoga instructor there per Luann's request. And he's wearing one of those shirts that says Kale. And Luann comes down and she goes, please tell me your name's not Kale. Like, this guy would be named Kale and then would wear a shirt to advertise.
White people, am I right? I believe that 100%.
Yeah. And he goes, actually, I'm Patrick. She goes, oh, good. I'm so tired of Kale. I was like, wow. Someone's real bitchy this morning about
Kale. Kale's over, am I right?
And Dorinda's like, you like your decorations, Kale? And he's like, oh, yeah, super great. Totally transports me back to childhood.
So Luann starts doing yoga, which is basically her going, Oh. Warrior one, that's what I am. I'm a warrior and I won. Do I smell kale? No, never mind.
I don't do the down dog. I do the dumb dog. Why are you following me? You ain't nothing but a crumb dog. Annie National Tour coming in 2021. Thank you.
Oh, I have never, ever been more disturbed than when I turned on the TV to watch a yoga show. It turns out it was Yo Gabba Gabba. I mean, what was that?
I want to see Countess Luann as Annie.
Tomorrow, line.
Oh, by the way, now would probably be a good time if people are around you or are talking and being too loud, feel free to tell them to be quiet because it needs to happen.
This
sometimes.
Is church.
Yeah.
We are talking about the Real Housewives of New York City. So, so they're doing yoga, and then Sonia's like, oh, and then we get where Sonia's tagline comes from, and it's a yoga class, okay?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they're really reaching for these taglines sometimes, but this is the furthest reach I think we've seen. Sonia does a down dog, and she's like, there are more moans and groans in this room than I've ever had in the past few months. I much prefer being a bottom. This is why. It's like, that's your tagline? This is literally all that we've got coming for us this season, Sonia.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Luann is still next to me going, ooh, that's the best. Ooh, this is it. This is it. I was like, ooh.
And Luann comes in and she's like, Dorinda comes in, she's like, Luann, your body's like two little red cherries.
Whoa, Luann, I hope you don't mind. I put a whole head of kale in your bed. Is that okay?
Oh, Ramona. I'm leaving.
So, you know, places are... These poor women right here, they're losing their shit. They're going to die. They're going to die. So, one thing that I love about Real Housewives of New York is I feel like locations are so important. Like, you know, we have Boutique, we have the Hamptons, we have Bluestone... It's a Bluestone Manor, right? And now we have Ventford Hall.
This is a mind fuck. Oh, my God.
Most passive-aggressive house tour of all time.
These producers are such mind fuckers, and I love it. Because, you know, they were like, let's take Sonya to this place. It'll be funny. No. No. So Dorinda comes in. She's like, all right, we can go with Vivian Holiday. Lady, hurry up and yoga. We can leave. And I was like, why the rush, Dorinda? It's like, you better shut your mouth, Luann, okay? You are lucky to still be breathing at this point.
I know.
And she's like, I'm running nothing camping.
Now everybody stay calm until Barbara comes, and then we'll transport all this negative energy onto that bitch.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is coming to Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne. It's streaming weekly from the 15th of April. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale. Or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
Yes, it's me, Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, and you have stumbled across the Made in Chelsea podcast. Now, I know I'm a pretty charming guy, all right? And people come up to me and go, hey, Jamie, how do you do it? And I tell them, be enthusiastic about meeting people. And most importantly, always be ready to smile. So make sure yours are looking the best with Sensodyne. It's...
So they go to Ventfort Hall, which sort of sounds like Ventfort Hall, if you ask me. And... So they pull up.
It's like a great invention, actually.
Event fart.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes care of everything.
Yeah,
okay.
Just be like, yes, I hold on. You were saying?
So they show up. Now, I know a lot of people are really, like, not happy with Luann this season, but I still love her. And one of the reasons why is because she shows up at this place wearing her little, like fedora thing that she wears to go across the yard. She's wearing the fedora. And a cape. She's wearing a cape. I love that.
Yeah, but she's, you know, the tiny little dance. and then for Howard Morgan to say, so he said, maybe soon you'd like it. Because for those of you who forgot, last year's big fight, and this was in the Hamptons, right, where they had this fight.
I think it was actually at that spa in Connecticut.
Sonia was coming out with little slippers, like little Sonia Morgan slippers, and she had the Tremont tartan on the slippers. And Dorinda was like, that's disgusting. I would never do that. You're not even a Morgan. You know, so that was the fight. So now Dorinda is like making it up to her by taking her to a place to prove that she really is something special by marrying some fucking 80-year-old dude with money.
Yeah. So they show up, and Dorinda goes, well, this must have been so beautiful in its time. And I'm like, that could have been like any one of their taglines. Really, anyone on Bravo. Must have been so beautiful in its time. Actually, they all look amazing.
I'm kidding. Yeah, it's like my Twitter description. Ronnie Karam. Okay, so she's like, yeah, Miss Morgan, hey, guy who wants the tour. Because the guy's like, hello, welcome to the Morgan blah-de-blah. And Dorinda like, hey, Miss Morgan, look, oh, yeah,
it's a real-life Morgan. It's real. Just go with it. Just go with it.
Yeah. And you just see Sonia stiffen up like,
Yes, I am on the board of trustees of the Stonehenge Morgans. Yes.
So he starts showing them pictures of all the, you know, dead people or whatever in the long line of Morgans. Yeah. And he's like, this is like Nancy Morgan or
Nancy
whatever.
Morgan.
She was a hostess at the first Hojo's in town. Had the job until she was fired for fucking a father of seven in the bathroom while the family ate breakfast. She's like,
Knew her. No. Yeah, we talked about that a lot in Saint-Tropez with John last week.
Nancy, what a woman.
Nancy. Brave woman. I tell my daughter about her all the time. I want you to grow up like Nancy. My daughter's a Morgan, you know. So they're talking about, like, and this is a painting from 1600, and this is from, like, 17, and some more. Sonia goes, oh, yeah, you should see the stuff in my house. I have some 16th century stuff up. Yeah, they go right to the toenails, am I right? You know, computer number 3, that must be from, like, 1543. I got some stack of newspapers, the New York Post. That's got to be from, like, 1830.
They're talking about the flooring, right? Because the flooring is like wood, and it's like splintery and stuff as wood floors are. And she's like, oh my God, right to the toenails, right? You know why? Because they take vacuums to them.
It's terrible.
I mean, vacuuming 16th century flooring.
I mean, everyone knows the best way to preserve a house is to never clean it ever. Just let nature do it. Make a nice little leak in the corner, and the water comes through.
And the guy's like, this is Sarah. She built the house that she fucked. It's a brother and sister who fucked, and this is their house, basically, you know. I couldn't keep up with the tour, but I got that much, and I was like, Sonny's like,
I was like, seriously?
It's just how we do. I mean, who's really going to look better than me? Am I right?
This is the Morgans. And then they walk by a window, a stained glass window that has like the family crest on it. And she goes, onward and upward. That's the Morgan crest. Yeah, that's what's on my ring. It's also my towel policy. Onward and upward on the windows. They can't see me.
So Sonia's like, ancestry is very important to the Morgans. Because as time goes on, there are less of them, you know, and that's why the younger generation is important to us.
Yeah.
Like life. Like, that's kind of why. It's kind of why we keep pushing out those little fucking babies. All right, Sonia. It's like that for the Smiths too. Okay.
So then things get really awkward in the most hilarious way. Like, probably sad for everyone who was in that room, but hilarious for all of us who are watching on TV. Which is that they then go into the bedroom and the guy's like, "Well, the Morgans actually they slept in the same room." But had different beds, which was a little unique for the Gilded Age. And Sonia then just goes into overshare mode. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, no. We had a king-size bed, but we had a suite. So he'd be in one bed, I'd be in the other. And there's a lot of silent tension in between us. Resentments, you know.
He had his bathroom. I had mine. I mean, it was very civilized.
He's like, oh, okay. Okay. I'm glad we're doing
and
a comparison.
Like, everyone's just like, oh, my God. Everyone's so embarrassed for Sonia because everything they do, she's like, doorways. We started those. The Morgans. Yeah.
I have a question. Is this close to town? Can I walk into town? It's like, Sonia, you're not on House Hunters right now.
She's like, you know, seeing this real estate, it just reminds me of the townhouse. Because, you know, that's history. That's Morgan history. It's a Morgan property, and it has history. And it's just getting banged up and beat up. And I'm like, by you? And then the shady-ass editor is throwing the clip of when Sonia has the construction guys in her house. And she's just so good. And she's like, I'm going to need you to fix this sink because I was fucking somebody on top of it. And this little thing pulled out of the wall.
Yeah. It's not the way you take care of 16th century sinks. So they're walking around, and then she tells the tour guide, she goes, well, you know, we'd still be together if things didn't happen the way they did. He's like, can I just show you the crown molding?
You know, the accident. I had to Google the accident. I was like, what the fuck is this accident? Do you know what this is?
Wait, which accident? Of like Sarah
Well,
and
she
George?
Married like the equivalent of like Ross Perot, right? A really rich, really old person.
The original Morgan, not Sonia, right?
No, Sonia.
Oh, Sonia.
Yeah, Sonia. So this is what she's talking about, the accident. Girl, I've been in a Reddit hole today. I would like to thank Reddit, Bravo Real Housewives. You bitches really come through. So, girl, history. While we're in Boston, here's some history. So Sonia was a hostess at this Italian restaurant. This old dude she married was going there, dumped his wife, started cheating with Sonia, married Sonia, right? So that's how she gets him. They went on one date, and he married her right after this. Which, you know, good for you, girl. I can barely get a man to pay for my pancakes, okay? So good for you. Yeah, we all want that, sister. That's why there's a workout industry in this country. You think anyone would work out if they didn't want dick to pay for their lifestyle?
Yeah.
So they get married. He's old as fuck, you know, and he's like really into sports. Some probably like rich white sport, like hitting the balls on a horse or something, whatever. So squash. I think he had some kind of sporting accident, hurts himself, and they called Sonia and said, your husband is hurt. And, you know, he's like 9,000 years old, so you should probably come home. Maybe he's dying. And she's like, no, I'm in Saint-Tropez. Tell him I said hi, you know, and didn't come home.
Oh.
And so he dumped her. When he came back, he dumped her and then married one of her friends.
I don't know. You know what? I think that speaks poorly of him. She's in Saint-Tropez. You're going to make her come all the way back because he sprained your ankle? No.
And then you're gonna dump her. You're old.
Yeah. No. So.
Anyway, the point is, that was some good shit, right?
Yeah.
I don't have any jokes about it, but I was like, girl. So whenever she keeps saying like, well, if that accident hadn't happened, we'd still be together. I'm like,
Yeah. Well, I have to say, because they were like, oh, no, like, Sonia's turning into Lady Morgan. That's what Luann was saying, who's like the Countess Reborn now. But I think actually one of the reasons that I actually love this show is because I realized watching this is that almost everyone in this cast was formerly like had a glamorous, amazing life, and now it's gone.
Join the fucking club.
And I think it's like, it's amazing. So they like, you know, we always talk about other shows where they produce themselves too much. They don't want to put themselves out there because they're like afraid of like whatever. These women have already lost whatever they wanted to have. They got nothing left in that department. So they're like, whatever, fuck it. Here's me. And now they're better than they ever were. So I love this show.
Yeah, every...
That's my theory.
Every character is written by Tennessee Williams. So Dorinda, while Sonia's like, well, that accident, if it didn't happen the way it did, they cut to Dorinda's face. It's red. Okay, it's red as a beet. And she's going like this with her tongue. Like she's got a little shake to her face. Because you know this is why she's always been going off, right?
Onward and upward.
Yeah, Luann's like, it might be the smell of the old wood. Or doorknobs, which apparently the Morgans invented. I don't know what it is. She immediately turned into Lady Morgan. And don't you forget it. So then Sonia sees these papers on the table.
There's
this guy's like,
display.
These are the letters that the brother and sister would write to each other in the middle of fucking, you know?
Yeah. These heirloom, like 200-year-old letters that are just like sitting out there under a nice little paperweight. And Dorinda
so,
just goes.
Sonia sees it and she goes, oh, look at these letters.
Letters.
We write letters in our family.
Letters are important to the Morgans.
It's like letters. My daughter and I write letters.
We, as a representative of the Morgan family, I just want to elaborate that we find paper to be a very important resource. Paper's important for us when we try to communicate.
We love letters.
Yeah, we love letters. So then Dorinda's like, hey, he's really nice. Oh, let's see. Oh, yes, see this. What's under this one? What's under this one? Hey,
people start writing letters.
How does this work in water? Does it go in water? Is it going well? Hey, can it stand up to fire? Should we light it on fire? Let's see over
there. Yeah, you see paper.
Somebody's like, oh!
Shake, don't touch those. Those are letters.
The letters. They need to be under plexi.
Like it boggles my mind. If anyone picks those up and gets human hand juice on them or acid or God knows what else, they won't make it. They should be under plexi like the Guggenheim Bible. That's what I think.
You know, one person starts touching, then another, another. Next thing you know, you got brown eyes. Am I right, everyone?
Sonia turning into Patsy Stone, basically. Because, you know, she gets her, like, Ivana hair, or Ivana Trump hair back when she, like, gets, like, fancy. It's like, yeah. Beehive. It's, like, yeah. Immediately back. It's like, bloop.
Yeah. But the best part about this was that, like, there was clearly something going on with Sonia where, I mean, this was a beautiful estate. It looked lovely. It looked well-preserved. And I think it just was reminding Sonia about how shitty her townhouse was, because then she started to do anything she could to make it sound like this was, like, a piece of shit building. She's like, oh, well, no one's clearly throwing any money at this estate. This is terrible. This is why I don't send the paintings over to the Morgan Library. I mean, look at the state of disrepair. I'm like, there are velvet ropes everywhere. Everything's immaculate. She's like, ah, oh, this hovel, I can't. I just can't. She has mold in her
living
room.
Yeah, you know, I had to send them to the Morgan Library because otherwise I'd have to pay the money to have them cleaned. And, you know, Ramona, you remember the painting of me and my husband?
Remember? The one with a blacked out face because he wouldn't allow her to show it on TV?
It's like made up.
The history on this show. I did not go see American History Today, but Lord, I lived it on this show.
Yeah. You know, so that painting is probably made on like the Rehoboth Beach boardwalk, you know?
Yeah. It's like a caricature. Sonia has like a big watermelon head and a tiny
like
little
a skateboard.
Body. So Sonia
has been surfing. Ramona's like a little body surfing.
So she's like, you know, those paintings cost a lot to clean. And Ramona's like, yeah, but if it's a library, why can't the library people just clean it? And she's like, because someone has to support the library, Ramona. Who do you think pays for this? That's why I'm on the board of the museum outside of Paris to raise money for the museum to clean the paintings.
I mean, it's as simple as pie.
Nothing is free.
So now...
Okay, I just have to say, when Sonia gets snotty, she starts talking like she's sitting on a canoe. That's why I'm moving around like this. Because she always kind of does her head, but now she does this. She's like... Well, why do you think that I'm on the thing of the thumb? Like, she has this like way of moving her body where it's like kind of on a watch. You'll see it next time. You will never unsee it.
And as long as we're like really commenting on these women's unique movements, we then have Ramona, who is now concerned. So Ramona has like a random limp, you know, because she'll be like, whoa. We gotta get her out of here. It's like she gets like sudden onset limp. And so she's like, Ramona's like,
it's caused by diabetes. Diabetes number 2 turning into Rickett limp.
Rickett limp. So Ramona's like, whoa, Dorinda. I think we gotta get her out of here, okay? She's losing it. She's gonna lose it. She's gonna blow. We're heading right into the jaws of the monster, okay?
She's doing that thing where she's just rambling on and on and on and on and on.
I just love that that's a Sonia thing, you know? Yeah. It's like, she goes to a Chili's like, I remember this Chili's. Starts marking
menus,
tables down
menus.
On the table map like, I lost everything.
And then we cut back to Sonia, and she's, like, looking at some little boxes. She's like, oh, yeah, you see these boxes? I have a box like this. I do.
They keep falling apart.
They keep falling apart. The box, I have a battery. It's a battery. They say it's a double A, but I've got a triple A, too. I don't understand. How many A's does everyone need? I got
water
A's
bottle lid.
Batteries.
Water bottle lid.
Water bottle.
Save the water bottle lids.
It's a pencil that has no lead.
No one wants to have the water bottle lids. What's going to happen to them? What about these little boxes? Tables. We started tables.
It's above and beyond. It's the sky.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's above.
She is freaking out. So Dorinda realized she was probably fucking with Sonia, right, by bringing her here. She knows what she was doing. She's not an idiot.
They crossed.
But nobody knew that this was in Sonia still. No. I mean, this is fucking terrifying, right? So Dorinda, who's like the biggest cuckoo bird on this show, is suddenly like in the nurse role. She's like,
Well, I mean, there's a wall. I mean, how many walls does room need? Four? I mean, that's crazy.
It's like brushing her house, putting water on her finger like Jiggy, and just putting it in her mouth.
I mean, I have some stuff in storage, but now the stuff in the townhouse has to come out, and like, there's a storage, and like, I don't even know where Pickles is anymore.
I mean, you saw the one like this in New York. They don't have them like this anymore. Boxes, and everything's round. Even Luann's house is round. What is happening to boxes?
Oh my God. Have you ever seen a very large napkin? You ever see that? You just dab your face with it?
Oh my God, her napkins. Those napkins that were as big as a bedspread. I mean, Sonia.
Yeah,
so Dorinda's like, you don't need to worry about the whole stuff anymore. And your brand new fresh apartment that your daughter owns with Morgan money. But we're not going to talk about that today, man.
And Sonia's like, hold on. And she like closes the door to see what's behind it. She's like looking at the picture. She's like, wait, who is this? It's me. You know, like Sonia just... Then outside, Ramona is talking to Luann intensely, and she's like, oh my God, she's in that world again. She's cuckoo. That girl's cuckoo for cuckoo.
Cuckoo. What a crazy cuckoo world. I can't believe how much she's stuck in the past. It's like the other day when I was thinking about Mario. I remember, you know, Mario, he's so hot. And I was like, Mario, Sonia's so stuck in the past. Are we going to get back together or what, huh?
Oh, well, thank you.
So Dorinda's like, this is not good. This is not the way we wanted it to turn out. Come back, Sonia. Come back to your five and dime, Sonia boy. So then Sonia's like, Dorinda, I'm so glad you brought me here. She's like, oh my God, thank God. Thank God she's okay with it. Now please make me some tea and take down my bed.
So they're now back. They're back at the house. It's warmer out. Some of them are gonna go to the pool and everything. And Sonia is still shading the other house. She's like, "Oh, wow. Well, look at this pool. There's definitely a budget here at Dorinda's house. Not like that old house over there. Am I right?
Look at this house. Such a budget. Such a lack of history. But still, a pool.
Oh, I have actually an announcement. I forgot. We have an announcement. You guys." The pool is so delicious.
It's delicious.
I wish I brought my goggles so I could show you how I can swim from Boris.
Boris taught me how to swim. That pool is so delicious. If you gave me a lobster bag, I'd put it right in it.
Oh my God, I could just drink up this whole pool. You know what I want to do? I want to take this pool and put a lime in it and then get another pool, but a little smaller, and put two limes in it. And then a third pool that's really big with four limes, okay?
She's just walking around in her bikini like, so great. It's
great. Cool. Where are the pool noodles? Wish I had my goggles.
Her weird posing. So then Dorinda goes up to Luann saying, can we kick? And Luann's like, all right, swordfish lady.
All right.
So Dorinda's like, I'm going to shock before Barbie gets here, right? You don't need the UN if stupid. The ambassador's stupid, all right? I'm sorry for what I said. No excuses. I said something, then I got mad about it. You snowball. I love you. I want to move forward. It's all I really want. And
then Giovanni, see how that feels? You know what?
I know I love you. And she's like, trust me, I remember. I remember, Dorinda. I remember that love. And then I also remember when it was love for sale. And you just threw it out on the front lawn and got rid of it like one of Sonia's old slippers.
I don't know about you guys. I was actually, like, this scene made me actually very happy because it's like, this is what we've been waiting for like forever. Dorinda, just say, I'm sorry. I was being crazy. And she finally did it. So it was like that nice tension that floated away
from
me.
Yeah, but it's like that self-hug because Luann never says sorry, you know? It's so fucking Luann, too. She's like, Dorinda, I appreciate you at least owning it. I mean, that is what I've been waiting for. She's copping to it. She's owning it. And Dorinda's like, can I have a kiss? And she goes, Dorinda, congratulations. That was the best copping to it I've ever seen. And Dorinda's like, like holding out her hands for like a quarter, anything, like anything. And Luann's like, all right, done here. Get out of my room, swordfish lady.
So afterwards, they're like walking around, and Ramona goes up to Lou and is like, whoa, how did it go with Dorinda? And she's like, oh, it's good. She was real. She was real, real. Here's a real, real, real face. Ramona's like, oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I have another friendship to ruin again.
I know. She did say it like that. She's like, I know that she's really missed friendship. She kind of gives her that look, like a Ramona fake innocent look. I'm like, Ramona is going to put a wrecking ball to this within 5 minutes.
And then blame Barbara for it, because now they're all worried that like Barbara's going to come and ruin everything.
So then, let's see, Ramona's like, whoa, I spoke to Lou, they're okay. And Sonny's like, let's be facilitators, okay? If Barbara gets here and gets involved, let's just tell her no. The Morgans invented claw feet, right?
So then Barbara arrives. You hear hammering coming down the street.
Bum, 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 bum.
Barbara's just throwing out bags of hammers to people.
Tool, you got a tool.
I was talking to my meemaw the other day on the phone. Don't worry, it's not a long meemaw story. But she said, that girl's as dumb as a bag of hammers. And I immediately thought, Barbara literally gives people bags of hammers. Like, that's where we're at on this show.
So Barbara shows up. Dorinda's already mad at her. She's like, we've been waiting. We've been waiting. I mean, the car hasn't even, like, pulled up yet. She's still just, like, talking to Barbara like she's right there.
Oh, my God. Dorinda has so much internalized rage. Barbara is fucked, okay? Yeah. Barbara is totally fucked.
She's like, in the spirit of good friendship and camaraderie.
Camaraderie. Like, I read it in caps, too. I'm like, camaraderie.
Camaraderie. Camaraderie.
Camaraderie. So Dorinda's like, hi, Barbara. How was the wedding? How was the wedding?
And Barbara's like, I didn't even go to the wedding. It's a long story.
Such
a long story.
I don't even
want
to talk about it.
That's a long story.
It was such a long story. All right, I'll tell you what happened. I woke up. Yeah. I had a burrito last night, and I was like, guess what? I'm hitting the head. And, you know, 3 hours later, I was like, I don't think I'm going to this wedding.
I go to this wedding. You know what I want instead? I want to see tits. That's what I want.
It's like a construction worker, you know? She's like, woo-woo! She's sexually harassing everybody from the doorway. Oh, thank you, drinks.
Oh, well, thank you.
What is that? Somerville bends the knees for our drinks. Thank you, guys.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, my God, that came right
Isn't
in the middle of a
is?
Barbara thing that I had no idea where it was going to end, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
Good timing, girls.
I just like that Dorinda goes, when Barbara hopes she has a good attitude, she's like, I didn't go to the wedding.
I didn't go to the wedding. Long story.
And then she
comes in, and Barbara's like, oh, what is this?
There's a raccoon.
I've never seen a house decorated like this before. What is this? It's like dead people all over the place. What is that, a bloody head over there? What is that, a little head in a circular glass? What is that,
what
a fishbowl? What is
that?
I've never seen a house decorated like this.
Is that a real raccoon?
Yeah, it came in the house, actually.
She's like, it's Halloween, baby.
Yeah,
it's supposed to look like that. Like, ow, ow, ow.
And then, but then, like, Barbara gets a lady boner for, like, all the crown molding. He's like,
oh, look at this molding.
Look at that molding.
Look at the banister.
It's molding. It's a staircase. It's chunky molding.
Look at this floor.
You know, it's a gorgeous house.
I'm just going to walk around the corner into this room.
I mean, the lighting works. That's a nice change.
This is
nice. She's probably gutting that kitchen out.
Jesus.
You know, call me an idiot about gutting the kitchen to work for this house. Why can't gutting the kitchen out work for your house?
So then she's, like, taking it around. And Barbara does give good house
compliments, you know. She sees every little thing. Chunky moldings. Great job.
The crown molding is heavy, darling.
So then Barbara's reaction to the fish room is so funny. She's like, what is this? What is that, a fish?
What is that, a fish? It's a shark.
It's taxidermy. Have you ever seen taxidermy? It's where you get an animal and you hunt it. And then you take all this guts out and you stuff it and shellack it and put it on the wall.
I like that Dorinda's like, man, she's obviously been talking about Luann to Luann about the fish, obviously. I'm like, I think it's a fairly normal reaction to when you walk into a bedroom and there's a giant shark on the wall to be like, what the fuck?
But she's so fucking rude. She's like, yeah, but I've seen such gorgeous things in here. I just wasn't expecting this. A fish on a wall. It doesn't go with the whole mountain retreat.
It doesn't
at all.
I'm
like, you have a fucking Moroccan-themed home in the Hamptons, you fucking hypocrite. Shut up, Barbara, with your bag of hammers. Look, I'm mad. I'm, like, seriously raging against Barbara right now.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
Barbara's going to be that person. She's just going to get it from
her. I really liked her, but it's funny. When you don't show up on time for these things and all the dynamics change with all the friends, suddenly you start hating people for no reason, you know? And that's where I'm at. Goodbye, Barbara! I'm done
with
her.
You're not a real friend, Barbara.
So now Dorinda does not have any need to take Barbara's shit. I'll tell you that right now. She has to take Lou's and everyone else's, but she ain't taking Barbara's.
No.
So she starts off, she's like, it's a boys' room. What are you going to do? She's like, this room was $250,000. Who cares? You know? And so Dorinda goes, guess what, Barbara? You're staying in here. Enjoy the fish room, right?
Fuck you. The fish can stay.
So. Fuck you, you're right. That shark is 12 grand. All right, touch it now.
Yeah, you better not touch it. 12 grand. So now they.
Then Ramona English. Okay, we go back to the pool, and Ramona's like, what?
I went in the pool, right? Right, Dorinda? I went in the pool. So you got your money's worth from me. I mean, I got my money's worth from you.
I was like, still doesn't make sense, Ramona. I don't know what the fuck you're. I feel like Luann sometimes on this show. Like, really, Ramona?
Yeah.
Be quiet over there, Rantanville.
The shark ate me. So
Barbara goes down to the pool. Someone just did a crazy Carol voice over there. So Sonia's like, Sonia and Barbara are like downstairs by the pool and they're talking and Sonia like wants
hey,
to.
Hey, over there. Clip. Flip,
flip, flip. So.
I'll kill you. Right. I'll kill you dead.
Sonia's trying to run interference with Barbara because they're afraid. They're like so happy that Luann and Dorinda are finally happy. They're afraid that Barbara's going to come in and like start getting in Luann's ear. So Sonia's like, oh yeah, they talked. Everything's great. Everyone's happy. Everyone likes you. So everyone's happy. So yeah, everything's great over here. Barbara's like,
well, I haven't unpacked in case I get kicked out.
If you have been kicked out once before, what's to say you're not going to get kicked out again? Would you unpack if you didn't get kicked out?
It's like, Barbara, you got invited to be on TV again for really no good reason.
Yeah.
Be thankful, ma'am. Yeah. Drop the bag of hammers at the door and grab yourself a beer, bitch.
So Barbara's like making all these jokes about getting kicked out. And then like 3 feet away, Ramona and Dorinda are just like whispering and talking shit about Barbara. Like, what's even with those boots? You ever see boots like that?
That was so good.
It's like looking at a turtle in boots. It's crazy.
Yeah. And Dorinda's like, at least it's not a wrap dress.
It's like, yeah, but those boots. And then look at her belly button. Her belly button's showing. Who does that? Not even my sister does that, Avery.
But even my sister, daughter, best friend shows her belly button, okay? Meanwhile, Ramona's wearing like a bathing suit where it's like open all the way down to here. The boobs are falling out. Not even my daughter, Avery, would do that.
So then Dorinda's like, come from a place of kindness. It's like, too late, Dorinda. Dorinda's my kind of positivity. Do all the shit talking and then be like, sorry.
Whoa. The truth is, I really have no issues with Barbara. But you know what? She's a little rough around the edges, as they say.
Yeah.
What does this mean, she's rough around the edges?
She's like He-Man, okay? sure he can save people, but I don't want to have dinner with him. He's huge.
You ever seen a Russian nesting doll? She looks like the outer doll.
Lith, I just want to say thank you for everything you did for Harry Potter and all of those movies.
I just want to say I loved you on The King of Queens. Sorry about Scientology.
Listen, you don't have to hold the door all the time for me, okay?
So, so Sonia's a slow wave, slow wave. I love a slow wave. Thanks, Batch. So, yeah, so then Sonia's like offended. She's like, Dorinda's been so calm. I mean, Luann had a fit about the room, and Dorinda's just been so calm. I don't even know. She didn't even stab herself in the hand over it. It was crazy. It's crazy. So Barbara's like, why would she be mad? Because she got the room with the swordfish. I got the room with the swordfish.
Yeah. So they're talking about that. And so Dorinda's like, what? Dorinda stands up. She like takes, you know that like invisibly she took her lipstick and was like.
All right, you know what? You're okay. You're okay.
You're okay. You're
gonna be okay. You'll be okay. It's a fish. You're gonna be okay. You know what? You at last, okay? You didn't show up until now. You know what? Why didn't you show up when you were invited, okay?
You come in when you're invited.
Sorry.
You're last.
Sorry.
Last one loses. Last one loses. Last name runs with Smithy. All the white last one.
You don't like it, what can I do?
Dorinda does this thing, which this is such a Dorinda tick that I love. When she's mad and she's not trying not to be mad, she just starts moving things on tables. It's like,
you're okay, man.
Marching all over the grounds. It's like Dorinda's like a lawnmower just coming back and forth. It's all right, baby.
Usually most people are appreciative, which is funny because like no one on this cast
like
has ever
literally
been
nobody is ever appreciative, you know?
And so Dorinda just goes inside and goes, what a negative cut fitness.
Because Dorinda's about to blow, and yeah. I love it. So
Sonia goes, she goes, let's just like keep it positive, okay? Lou needs us to be positive, so let's be positive. And then it just cuts to Luann still doing yoga. Going,
Isn't this better than Pinot Grigio, everybody?
So Sonia starts making positive. All these shark statements. She's like, I mean, Barbara, if you're swimming with sharks, stay in the shark room. Barbara, hey, Barbara. Hey, Barbara. Fight sharks with sharks. And Barbara is just clinging on to something to be mad at. And then Dorinda's like, you know, Barbara, if you sound comfortable, I can tell you to keep this hotel available for you. You like to see an hotel, Barbara? It'll be great, Barbara. Sonia's like, I don't know what was wrong with her. She was so calm before. And then you just see Dorinda whipping in and out, like cursing out the cameras in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I have never seen such rude behavior in my life. Yeah. No one is mean to Blue Stone Raymond.
So then coming up, put the dog down, Sonia.
It's like, what? What has happened in this episode?
Put it down, Sonia, put it down.
We're like, what? Wait, what the fuck is about to happen? Oh my God, this is why I love this show. So now, in an effort to keep things positive around Blue Stone Manor, here comes Bethany.
Oh, my God. Fucking a whirlwind of Bethany comes
like, what's
in.
What's going on,
you know?
Back here?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm taking some shots. Yeah, I've received some shots. I've done a lot of shots. It's like, okay, you know what? All
right,
I'm here. Okay, you know what? Like, just, yeah, like some pad thai, please, and some pad to you. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much.
You know what?
You know what?
Leave me alone, voicemail. I'll make someone else listen to
it. The beer's back. What's the matter? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's happening? What's happening?
So she goes in saying, hello!
Hello! Hello! Hello!
It's like, oh my God, it's fucking Halloween here. Everybody's probably buried in the backyard.
Yeah, Bethany's like, the bee is back. The bee is back, Shears. The bee is back, Shears. And you just know that little, like, countess head was like, Shears is not a thing. Whoa!
Hey, house.
What's the matter? What's going on? What's the matter? What's going on?
We were talking today, like, why does this take 3 hours to take notes for New York? I don't know what the fuck Bethany is saying, okay? She talks so fast. So I keep pressing pause and then like rewinding on the internet, you know, which is like buffering or whatever. Yeah. And it's like,
because she
it's like Bethany said she had to go to the bathroom. Yeah. You know? Like,
because she literally shows up and she sees Sonia and Barbara. They all hug her. And Bethany's like, I mean, look at the thing that just like popped up. Like, like do you see that Dracula thing? It's like a Dracula thing. Like, was there any rose? Oh, it's just champagne. It's just champagne. Like, this is going to fuck me up. I mean, it's pretty bad. I need a tampon. Anyone have a tampon? The problem is, like, I got my period today, but I, like, don't have a period.
That's crazy. Like, I got my period.
Is there a chair? Do we have chairs or couches? Like, what's the seating arrangement? It's a little warm outside. What's the temperature right now? I haven't checked my temperature.
She goes, what are the chances that anybody's got a tampon in this group of cobweb vaginas?
Tinsley's like, I have one. They're like, oh, you're still here, Tinsley? So he's like, okay, we'll take a rosé.
Yeah, Tinsley.
Some crackers. Mm-hmm. If you have any like cheese or crudités. Tinsley's like, I'm not your waitress.
I didn't call you the waitress. I'm calling you the truffle pig. Okay.
She literally told her, be the truffle pig and go get us some rosé.
Yeah. Tapa's wife always finds the most amazing truffles.
Tell her to get some eggs and watch her start crying, Sonia. I need Dale to be a Real Housewife.
Because he knows who I love Dale. So Dorinda's there, and so Dorinda and Bethany go inside, and as soon as this sentence began, I was like, oh my God, this is going to go in a weird and hilarious
place. Cállate, coño. I love you, but I'll still kill you. I've killed many people that I love.
We got a problem table. So Dorinda's Bethany's like, oh my god! Like last night, I went and saw A Star Is Born, and I cried. Like you don't understand. Like at the end, like I didn't even know it was my prediction. Like I just like cried. I was like I'm in the shallows. I'm in the shallows. I'm in the shallows. The shallows.
Well, it's so weird because she's like, I mean, I was in Boston and I went to see A Star Is Born. And then I would like sat in the theater and cried alone for an hour. It's like, where's your boyfriend go? Like, this is a perfect boyfriend for Bethany. He's like, really? How long do you need to cry in the theater, yeah. Bethany? I'll be waiting. I'll be at dinner. You know, saying, all right, just give me an hour. Just give me an hour, Boston guy. Give me an hour.
I have never been more envious of the person who walked into that theater with like their popcorn. And there's Bethany Frankel crying. Like, what the hell?
Hey, man, girl.
Tell me something, boy.
She just goes from happy to sad. Happy to sad. I
got my period. I get it. Oh, my God, I was crying.
What else are we doing? I got your lit sign. You can make a sign. Make a sign. Yeah, got your sign to light up. Write whatever you want on it.
That's my Bethany doing Lady Gaga. And A Star Is Born.
So then Dorinda's like, you know what? It was his journey. All right? It's not your fault that Bradley Cooper died. All right? The good thing is he had a good wig in that movie and it's on film forever. Right? Lady Gaga. Did I believe her? No, but she's very nice at dinner parties. All right?
All right. I feel better.
What I loved about this is Dorinda was actually giving very lovely advice, you know? It was, like, very supportive, very thoughtful and everything. But while she's doing it, she's, like, opening, like, a box or whatever. And, you know, Bethany's sitting there. She's, like, crying. She's like, it's just, like, so much happened to me. And Dorinda's like, listen, you gotta live your best life. And Bethany's still crying. She's like, hey, that's a box. That's a sign. You can make that with a sign. She just, like, pivots totally away from crying. Like, okay, wait, can you make your own custom sign? Now, you can put a thing that says, like,
all right, what do you want to ride on? We can ride Happy Halloween. We can ride on my period. Like, seriously, we can ride whatever you want to on. I don't even care. Lights up.
So then she goes, yeah, look at me, yeah. Dorinda goes, yeah, we had a rough one. You know, Luann got so mad. I'm not staying in the fish room. Fuck that shit. I'm in recovery.
Oh, my God, she pulled the recovery card. Seriously, she pulled the recovery card.
Yeah. And she's like, fuck this and fuck that. Because Dorinda hates cursing, which I love. She's so mad about cursing. She said, fuck this, fuck that. She said, fuck this shit. And then she said, watch it, Bethany, get a better room. And then just keeps rambling on like she didn't mean to drop that at all. Bethany's like, what? Wait a minute.
She's like, I'm in the shallows. So she's like, why the fuck is Luann saying anything negative about me? Why is Luann saying anything?
It's like the fastest version of that song ever.
I'm in the shallows. Like, what's the deal? Like, why the hell is Luann saying anything negative?
I'm in the shallow too, Bethany.
Whoa, I used to be in the shallows, but now I can swim in the deep end. I wish I had my goggles. Thanks, Boris.
I'm in the deep end. I'm in the deep end.
I don't have goggles on, so I might not be able to breathe. But I'm out here.
Tell me something, Mario.
A Ramona is born. So, so Bethany is now furious, and she's like, why is Luann saying anything negative about me? And then they just cut to Luann, who's like having a whole other trip, and she's just like making a salad. She's like, just real dress a salad. I'm like, Luann, are you even at this house? Like, she's just like making salads, doing yoga.
It's like, yeah, we went through this whole intervention thing together, and she doesn't owe me anything for, you know, saving her life and going through an intervention. I don't expect anything for saving her life, you know? All I'm saying is that she should be treating me like Jesus fucking Christ, which I don't even know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I'm not Catholic, so what do I know?
And let me tell you something. I just saw Jesus Christ Superstar, and guess what? Cried in the audience again for an hour afterwards.
And when this whole thing with Luann happened, and Bethany's like, yeah, I helped her. Me and Barbara, we got, you know, I got power of attorney. I can own her life. I can ruin her life right now. I was like, what is happening over here?
When Bethany was that nice and giving, I was like, I cannot wait to see in 2 years when she turns this around, tell Luann. But it's Real Housewives of New York, so it takes 3 weeks. You know, it's like,
yeah.
So got to hand it to this show.
So then out of nowhere, Art Smith shows up, who's like Oprah's chef and like cooked for the Obamas and all that stuff. So he just shows up because he loves showing up on Bravo. And he's like,
hi, sweetie.
Hi,
sweetie.
Hey, I'm here with the Bare Naked Chef.
Yeah, it turns out that Art Smith is like a pimp now for chefs.
Because it's never explained why Art Smith is there. He doesn't make any food, and he doesn't appear again in the episode.
He's a pimp.
He's just like in the pantry, like...
He's selling that rusty queen in an apron, girl.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good retirement plan. I'm not going to take it away from him.
So now,
but you know, everyone's acting like we've never seen this chef, right? Which we've seen the chef.
Yeah, why are they trying to gaslight us?
And God bless this guy. I'm sure he seems to work very hard. I mean, what do I know? But I do not want your hairy ass around me or my food, period. At my house, like, I just don't want it. Stop it.
Yeah.
So we said that last year. So it's nice to hear the whole cast is here. Be like, ew, gross. What is that? Like, you know, I'm sure he works very hard. You know, because that's what she said. I think he works very hard. I know him. He's a very nice person. Get your balls out of my soup.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you.
It's like not into it. So Bethany is still, like, really pissed to hear that Luann was talking shit about her. And, I mean, Bethany does not fuck around. She's like, you know what? You know what? As far as I'm concerned, Luann is still supposed to be in the same bed in rehab that she left 2 weeks early to go to the cabaret. I was like, damn. Damn.
Snapple, skinny girl flavored. Snapple. Snapples. Which, I mean, that's true, but God, fuck you, dude. You just scraped this person off the ground. We're like, everything's okay. Everything's going to be okay. I don't want to trigger Luann. I do not want to trigger Luann. Bitch should still be in rehab in that fucking bed.
Seriously.
So outside, Bethany's like, I'm angry. Why can't any relationship just be pure? Huh? And Sonya's like, it wasn't about you, Bethany. It was about Luann being a diva and me being a scion and... Respecting letters. That's what it's about, Bethany. Respecting letters.
Respecting letters. Yeah, so they're all now talking shit about Luann outside. I mean, Luann is still like, she's in her own world inside. She's like some corner of this, I don't know, like making like origami or something.
She's like, Tradition!
Tradition!
Dun, 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 dun. The mamas make the bread and the daddies make the potions. Daughters have. Like,
if I were a rich countess, then I would have the roundest house.
Oh, she's just in her only. Oh, is it Passover?
Next week. And happy Easter to all the Goyim.
All right, now who's right? Just kidding.
War.
So Barbara pulls Bethany aside and says, I need to talk to you. Where in the world is this okay? This bitch could say this to me when I scraped her off the floor. And Barbara's like, I don't believe it. It sounds to me like Sonya Morgan is making stuff up. We know how she is. She just told me she invented the claw-footed bathtub and toothbrushes. Are we really going to listen to Sonya Morgan? Have I given you a hammer? She's like, shut up, Barbara. Come on, get... Stick with it, Barbara.
So Bethany thinks that Barbara is just like drinking the Luann Kool-Aid. And basically Bethany's like, you know what? Luann should have just texted me and I would have been fine with it. which is bullshit, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, right. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're usually so calm.
And so Barbara's like, you know what? She's the same Lou. She's the same Lou as she always was. And Bethany goes, well, I guess I was looking for a different Lou. And then they cut to that Dracula thing rise up from its coffin. And it goes to commercial. It was like one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen. Hello, I'm here.
I just love that the at-home viewers got to hear her say, Barbara is like on the Jim Jones lawn with purple Kool-Aid going down her throat. Like, come on, Barbara. And you know that poor Raquel was sitting at home like, who's Jim Jones?
Does he want to come to my puppy party?
Does Jim Jones want to come? Puppy party. Party.
Get it! So on the inside table, we're now gathering in the 10 Little Indians room, which is terrifying, this dining room of Dorinda's with the 10 Little Indian statues lining the wall right before everybody starts dying one by one. So Luann's like, Barbara!
Wait until you see the fish room, sucker.
My acid reflex, Luann.
I call it the Bethany reflex.
Because I was like, that was a nice hug.
It was.
Luann's like, well, you know, I have to say that Dorinda came to my room, and it was the first time that she had acknowledged it, so I'm thinking of forgiving her possibly in about 18 more months.
I remember, like, she said that, that's the truth. I thought that Morgan made that one up, too.
So Bethany goes to Dorinda, and she's like, oh, my God, like, I'm back in my childhood with my mother. Like, is everything okay, Mom? Is everything okay? Let's talk about the cabaret, Mother. Let's talk about the cabaret. Like, how did we go from the cabaret, your mother to the cabaret? What happened in your house?
I'm just so impressed with how quickly Bethany can spiral. She's like, oh, wow, okay, Sonia's spiraling. Okay, I'm going to do it 10 times faster. Okay, okay, my mother, she's getting dragged across the cabaret.
Yeah, well, now we're talking about a cabaret after Dennis died. We didn't even talk about Dennis dying. We talked about the cabaret.
Yeah, shall.
I was like, that's so fucking Luann, too. I'm so sorry about your friend. You okay? Are you O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A? Oklahoma. I'm telling you, I'm working on it, but that spelling, yeah, you think you've got good. It down, and then you're in front of a live audience, yeah. And it just falls apart.
Yeah. So Bethany is having, like, this full-on, like, oh, my God, it's like my mother, it's like seeing my mother again. And Luann walks in and goes, what's going on out here? Am I interrupting anything?
Yeah, a little bit.
Light banter that has nothing to do with childhood trauma?
Yeah, you're interrupting. A little bit.
Care for me to want to sing a song?
Nope.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Jesus Christ.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Fuck me with a fucking swordfish, seriously.
Luck if you've ever been a lady too.
All right.
Fine. I'll take my arch inside.
So she goes back inside. She's like, oh, fine. So Dorinda's like, I don't love
it. Luann goes, oh, well, I have my own stuff to deal with on the inside. Goodbye. It's a salad that needs to be dressed.
So Dorinda is so happy to have an ally. It's like the first time you've seen Dorinda relax. You know, she's like leaned back in this chair, her feet are actually, you know, I love Luann. She's just chill because she's got like a warrior here because Bethany's going to dismember Luann and leave parts of her all over. So Bethany's like, I've heard this around. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it. Of course I've seen it. Of course I've seen it, this part of Luann. But I just haven't acknowledged it, you know, because as long as it's over and, like, she can have my room, like, I don't give a fuck, okay? Like, kill the queen. Who cares? I'm like, wait, who's the queen? You? But also, I have to point out that in this argument, Bethany's like, that's so immature. Who cares about what room they have? This is fucking ridiculous. You said that you wouldn't go unless you got a certain room, Bethany.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Ladies are so crazy.
And then on top of that, after, like, winding herself up into this, like, crazy, like, spiral where she's thinking about her mom and everything, then she actually says, you know what? These days, I'm pretty chill. I'm just chill now. It's a new Bethany. I'm chill.
You just cried for an hour at the AMC movie theater afterwards.
So, Ramona, dinner is being prepared, and everyone's gathering. Ramona's like, how pretty is this table? Whoa. Pretty. Look at these little seashells with their name on them. I'm changing mine to over there. And Tinsley's like, I hope you don't, because I'm next to you. And Barbara comes in. She's like, who's at the head of the table? And Ramona's like, Dorinda, it's her house. Duh. Got an angry Ken table over there every time you talk about Barbara.
Okay, like, Summer- Barbara. Okay, Somerville.
So she's like... She's like, Dorinda, it's her house. When your manners suck so bad that Ramona is more polite than you are, you need to rethink your shit, hammer lady.
Yeah, then Ramona goes, who does she think she is? You're a guest. It's not your house, bitch. Now, did anyone take my luggage upstairs?
So Sonia's wasted. Shocker.
Sonia's like... I'm in Bethany's room because we're girlfriends. I'm dating Bethany. Yeah. The Morgans invented lesbianism. Want to try it, Bethany?
Onward and inward, that's their slogan. So they're all...
So my Sonia drunk canoe.
So Bethany gets into pajamas, which doesn't make sense. Because she's in them for like all of like 5 seconds. So she's in pajamas and they're all like hanging out on... Dude, they're all hanging out on Hannah's bed. They're all sort of like gathered. And Luann comes in because it's like, it's Barbara and Bethany and Sonia are on the bed. And Luann's like, oh, I'm going to be casual. I'm just going to lie across. I'm just going to lie across. And she lies across. She goes, the red pillow. I just love that she declared that. I was like, I saw an accessory.
So Sonia's like, my girlfriend, stop hitting on my girlfriend. Am I right? And Bethany's like, oh my God, Sonia in the wild, all right? Like, what are you going to do? Sonia peaks early. We all know this, all right? But I know this environment.
No, like
I know this animal, all right? But we're in a contained environment, all right? Like, she's stuck here. Like, do what you're going to do. We're inside. Like, she's a virus, you know? It's like we're like at ground zero for like this Sonia. That
like
could
it's
spread
species.
Everywhere.
It's like, yeah, she could bust out of the window.
Yeah.
So Luann's like, wow, I mean, I used to love drinking. I mean, but watching the women drink, I mean, it's like watching a 3D movie without goggles. Whoa, I don't have goggles either.
Like, literally, like, I watched Avatar and I cried for an hour afterwards in the theater.
This is one movie that it's better to watch without the goggles.
Yeah.
This fucking Real Housewives of New York in 3D, oh, hell no.
Could you imagine, like...
Girl, I would have fallen out the window behind my couch, like, ah!
I'm just having visions of, like, gravity, but with the Real Housewives of New York. And they're like, whoa, we're in space. We're trapped in space. How do we get
Boris
down?
Boris is in George whoa. Clooney. Like, you could do this, hot lady.
Goodbye. Who let Boris go float off towards Saturn? Whoa.
So, are they still in the bed? I think they are still in the bed.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, wherever they are, Sonia's like,
oh, my God, look at Bethany with her skinny girl jeans, my girlfriend. But you know what's good? That they're skinny, but you also sell skinny girl jeans for bigger girls. That is, I mean, Bethany, that is so kind.
And then she goes, and Ramona says something, and Sonia goes, oh, yeah, you've got a belly right now.
Oh, no, because Ramona goes, yeah, I mean, you sell for average girls. You know, the average girl in America is huge. And she's huge. You seen the average girl? She's gigantic, right?
And so then...
It's like the set of Dumbo, you know? And then she's like so mean.
And she's like, you got a little bit of a belly. She's like, whoa, why can't you focus on my ass? I mean, this is like how I look like in a mirror now. Like... Tits? Why can't you focus on my tits? My ass? My arms, my ankle, my tonsils.
I'm a hot bitch, okay?
So hot.
Ramona's in full-on Twitch mode. Like,
mirror?
Look at my tit. Look at my ear.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the most like Avery of them all?
Fucking Ramona. So then Ramona's just dancing in the mirror to herself, and the Wang goes, Ramona just discovered the mirror, everyone. And Ramona goes, I'm really into mirrors.
Can you really be that angry at Luann for comments like that? That's,
I mean, come on, let's face it, get real, okay? I have a great body image, I've got great boobs, I've got great arms, I'm hot and hot.
She literally ends that statement to us like this. I'm hotter than hot.
Sorry. So now Sonia's fully wasted.
Yeah, so Sonia's fully wasted, and they're down at the butler's pantry now, and poor Tinsley is, like, just, like, with the worst grandmas in life, you know, because Tinsley's not that much younger, but she's like, oh, my God, it's the triplets from Belleville, you know, it's like she's just stuck in this nightmare.
Yeah.
And she's like, Rosé all day, Rosé all day, Rosé all day, Rosé all day.
Dale's like in the pantry, you're doing great, honey.
You're doing great. You'll find a man any minute now, Tinsley. Just keep on trucking.
So
Luann goes to the Naked Chef and she's like, let me check out this outfit.
By the way, he was covered in sweat. I don't know if anyone noticed that, because he was wearing a t-shirt before he became naked, and it was like, all dark gray. I was like, oh.
Tins is like, oh my God, he's naked!
And I get his number, Tins. Get his number.
I love that the Naked Chef is so bitchy and professional. You're a naked chef, dude, okay? And he's like, Tinsley, could you please make sure everybody's coming down, because we're ready. Girl.
So
it's like, take back the dollars I threw on the stage. Like, nobody wants a bitchy stripper, sir.
So this is where they're now starting to be like, I don't know if I want it. Like, there's like a little bit too much hair on that ass. I don't know if I want that near my food. Gross. I'm like, you guys all ate his food last year. You guys all ate it.
But they were so wasted last year. I don't remember last year either. On this show or in my life. I'm sure it was great.
And then Bethany was dressed like Pepe Le Pew and then fought with Carol.
That's not what happened, Bethany.
Yeah, remember they had the murder mystery
dinner?
Remember
the worst murder mystery? It was like, they had all this set up, and finally Dorinda's like, all right, he did it.
Yeah,
okay, it's over.
Okay, everybody, I can say that I'm so jealous of the guy who owns the water and pipes.
I was so mad.
Thanks,
Dorinda. I was getting invested in that mystery.
So then the guy's pouring wine all bitchily. He's like, wine, Everyone's like, don't get Sonia wine. God, naked people are so stupid. Can't believe he's showing his belly button.
Yeah. So Luann's sitting next to Dorinda. She's like, Dorinda, perhaps I overreacted last night when I stormed out of the hotel and called you a fucking bitch and said, I know Tommy Toon, who do you know? Maybe I overreacted.
Dorinda, you know when Dorinda's drunk and trying not to fight because she takes this finger and she scratches this part of her head?
Yes, you hit this part, you get sober. So they're all talking.
Luann's like, well, it all works out in the end. I know I overreacted, but it was my reaction.
Does that make it better? I mean, yeah. How did this woman ever get out of that charge? Like, this woman should be in jail. Was she like that in court? Like, well, I'm sorry, I was drunk and disorderly, but I was drunk and disorderly.
What you have to understand is that there was a cat.
You can't call me a liar.
That's for sure.
Wasn't it Barbara's house that she was staying at that there was a cat? Wasn't that Barbara's house in Jupiter?
A cat?
I don't know. Let's start that rumor.
Cat?
Don't you remember? Luann's whole story was like, well, I was staying at my friend Barbara's house in Jupiter.
Oh, she had a cat.
There was a cat. It kept on going, meow, meow.
It's like
the kind of cats I like say, memories. Anyway, I couldn't sleep, so I was like, I'm
going
to go to the whatever that hotel was.
You know how cats are.
The next thing you know, I was drunk, and I was on the fourth floor. I meant to be on the fifth floor. Anyway, bologna sandwich.
Smelled a cat, hit a cop, the end. Let's make it quick.
So she goes, well, it was my reaction. You know, I'm getting in touch with my original reactions because it's part of the method or whatever. Whatever she's saying. And Dorinda goes, hey, she did all of that. She did all of that. It's my fault. So then Bethany is sitting in a corner with this sign
lit in
her
face.
She's
like,
she's just like, oh,
How many L's are in shallow? Yeah.
Skinny girl margarita, skinny girl margarita.
I'm in the shallows.
In the shallows.
How do you spell?
So Sonia's like, Barbara, if you go to Bethany's room again, I'm going to kill you. Barbara. I mean it, Barbara.
I mean it. So she's crazy now. Sonia's like just totally crazy.
Sonia's in a strange place.
Someone's and Barbara's like, this girl is Coco.
Someone's like, what are you talking about? And Sonia goes, the truth.
And then Luann's like, oh, I don't even know what's going on, Dorinda. And Dorinda goes, Luann, your boobs. You can't stop staring at them. And Luann's like,
These old things, they're just like two perfectly round houses, am I right? So.
So what is Sonia talking about? She's like,
we are going all night tonight, girls. We're going to the billiards.
Because she goes, no, because what happens is someone like, Bethany's like, hey, you know that movie Spinal Tap? Yeah, yeah. Someone says, we're going to 11. She's going to 15. I added 4 to it. I added 4. And then I cried after I saw it. Anyway, she's going to 15. And then Sonia, that's when Sonia goes, we're going all night. And then she just picks up Coco out of nowhere. Like, out of nowhere, there's Coco. She's like, we're going to the billiards. And she holds Coco up. Like, I don't know, it was like a boa or something. Like,
yeah.
Coco's like, a second ago, I was upstairs.
Stripped across her, yeah.
What happened?
And Coco's tail's like, it's just wagging. Like, it's totally used to this, you know?
Everyone's like, don't do Whoa. That to Coco.
All right, put the dog down. Put the dog down. And Ramona's like, Coco!
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 Please, Coco doesn't know how to swim.
Sonia, Luann has like a SWAT team thing. She's like, put the dog down.
Put it down, Sonia.
Sonia, put the dog down. Oh, there's Coco. There's Coco. Put the dog down. Put the dog. I'm going to speak to you very calmly. Put the dog down.
Put the dog down.
No one's going to hurt you.
Put it down, Sonia.
Put it down.
So then Luann to Bethany, she's like, what was this? She goes, I'm confused. This is a square one. What's that one? What is that one? And then, oh, they're talking about diamonds. So she goes, well, I'm confused. Tell me about your diamonds. So you've got this square one. Then you've got this gigantic one. Then you've got this other one. Oh, then you've got this. It's a key ring. Is this a diamond key ring on your pinky? What are all
yeah,
these diamonds?
This is actually from Richard. This is a Richard diamond. And Sonia goes, oh, here we go. She, like, tosses Coco into the... You just hear, like, a... Okay, I need a new prop.
Oh, my God. So then Tim's
Barbara,
like...
Barbara, get over on my lap. Okay. She goes, okay, here we go.
And Tim's like, what do you mean here we go? I'm going to see the diamond. Like, she's like, I'm trying to save you right now. And Sonia's like, I have no problem talking about Richard.
No.
She's the one who doesn't want to talk about my husband. I'm like, oh, no.
And then, out of nowhere, Sonia has like an instant bitch flare where she's like... You know, I think that Dorinda just doesn't like that my ex is a Morgan and she's with John, who's just a Joe Schmo. It's like, whoa. Whoa.
So Dorinda's like, you want to go have a cigarette? Let's go have a cigarette. Like, she gets the hell out of there before she kills this bitch, you know?
Yeah.
So Tinsley's like,
she took you to the Morgan house today as a peace treaty, Sonia. And Sonia goes, yeah. And I said, look at these antiques. And Dorinda put her paws all over the letters. You go in that house, you don't touch the fucking
Morgan letters.
You don't touch the fucking Morgan letters.
And she, like, strangles like a ghost. It was, like, the craziest thing. Her hands come out. She's, like, at an angle. She's, like...
And her face is shaking. And then she said... And Botox veins. I love miserable Botox veins. Because they're bonk, 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 bonk on the side of her head. And then her fingers are curled. And then Bethany's like... What I missed?
What's going on? What just happened? Did I...
Sonia sobbing, and it's like the best thing that ever happened to me, which is so mean, you know?
So then, yeah, so Sonia's just like, aah! And it goes, next week, and you see like humping.
Yeah, they're like, aah! And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York City.
Now, oh, well, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank
guys,
you.
Hold on. One thing here at the end. This is very, very, this is actually very important for us. So, you know, we've been doing these live shows, I don't know, we started about a year and a half ago or something like that. Yeah. So, one of the reasons why we've been able to come to so many awesome places is because we have someone on our team, Amanda, who is here right now. She's not here.
She's homesick. Can't be here.
She's homesick.
We'll cut it.
But
Amanda, you know, called us up and was like, "Do you guys have any kind of plan?" We're like, "No." People email us. January we just go places. And Amanda has given us the best year, bringing us to you guys. And you've given us the best life,
Amanda.
She's
been awesome.
Thank you so much.
And as it happens, tonight happens to be the last show that Amanda is booking for us. And she's here as a town.
She's getting married, gonna have babies.
Whoa. Look, there's her hot fiance.
Husband's hot.
We just wanted to give a big thank you to Amanda.
Amanda, we love you. Thank you for our life.
Thank you, Amanda.
And while we're at it, thank you, fuckers, for the life
you
give us. Thank
you
so much for being here.
Thank you. Have a great night, you guys. Bye, everyone.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is coming to Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne. It's streaming weekly from the 15th of April. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
This week at Tesco, extra large Easter eggs are 2 for £8. And we've got an extra large choice on all your favourite brands, including Maltesers, Mini Eggs and Kit Kat. At 2 for £8, the only thing that isn't extra large is the price. Tesco. Every little helps. Ends 7th of April. Selected stores subject to availability.